Demonstrators gathered outside two government ministries on Tuesday to protest against reforms and austerity measures. The all-day happening, which included outdoor concerts, theatre and public debate, was organised by student activists and union representatives behind the Stop the Government movement. Already, the event, the first of five planned over the next 2 weeks, has drawn criticism from the Prime Minister. Ian Wellinger has the details.
Turmoil in the government may have dropped in recent weeks, but activists strongly opposed to its reforms and belt-tightening measures aren't about to ease up adding pressure. On Tuesday, the Stop the Government movement launched its version of an all-day blockade at two government ministries, education and culture, with live music preceding protests, debate and discussions. In truth, the event was less a blockade than a regular demonstration. One organizers coined a tristening, a play on the word happening and the Czech word tristny for sad. Lukáš Matoška is one of the organizers who represents a student initiative and says this. Today we can see extraordinary cooperation between several unions active in education and culture together with student initiatives. We are protesting primarily against planned cuts at both the education and culture ministries. We feel the two are closely tied. Above all, today we will be criticizing further cuts, which would be devastating. Students are particularly concerned that Education Minister Petr Fiala, appointed earlier this month, will continue in plans laid out by his controversial predecessor, namely the introduction of tuition fees and new cooperation by the private sector, which many charge would threaten the independence of university system. Organizers like Lukáš Matoška say those proposals were unacceptable before and, in his view, are unacceptable still. The two most contentious points we criticize the most, tuition and the private sector role, remain on the table. We also think, above all, that the policy of austerity measures needs to be rethought. Cuts in and of themselves won't solve the country's debt problem. It could be just the opposite. They can deepen the debt. And cuts in and of themselves won't kickstart the economy. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has repeatedly said the government is willing to discuss its reforms on the tripartite level, now rejected by union representatives, and he made clear he was not impressed by the form the new protests were taking. On Monday, he called any blockade of ministries unacceptable and added it was one thing to hold a demonstration and another to block people's way to work. If he was annoyed with developments, he needn't have been, at least in this respect. Tuesday's event developed not into the promised blockade, but pretty much an ordinary protest. On the other hand, activists warn this is just the beginning. Other so-called blockades have been planned, culminating with what organizers hope will be the most significant and most vocal on June the 7th in front of the finance ministry. And there'll be more protests just this week. Pensioners, like fellow citizens whose hackles have been raised by the government, also plan to voice their discontent.
Jan Wellinger with that report.